Take long. We had a pretty good meeting with the Japanese cabinet, and I think they went home reasonably happy. We called Lindsay yesterday and made it very clear there were no differences between Japan and the United States on Vietnam. He got a direct question from a reporter. He seemed to surprise everybody by saying he was given a flat no, that there was no difference between Japan and the United States.
I really level with both the foreign minister and the finance minister. The finance minister said he'd recommend to the prime minister that they go $7 million on this dam, $120,000 on the developmental fund. He didn't know what they'd do it. Now, both of them tried to run away from it.
Yeah.
They were able to defeat the fight pretty well, and I thought they were anxious.
Well, I think he thought that they did a good job on the finance minister. He told me last night he was going to do that.
He said that they had a depression on, they couldn't do it now, and I said, well, if you won't help yourself, well, nobody else can help you, and maybe I'm proceeding on the wrong assumption, and I just put it back in my horns, and he came out of the hole right quick and said, no. What are you giving this Stevenson successor?
Well, I'm working on that this morning. I think we ought to just look right around the entire country. It's quite clear there's no professional we have before, no one in the mission up there now. But I think we'll look at everything from senators right through governors and everybody else, because it is one of the most important appointments that we have. And I'd like to come up with a half a dozen names for you to think about.
Now, I wouldn't talk to anybody else about it. If I were you, I'd think about it myself. And George is gone.
George will be back tonight, yeah.
If you were president now, who would be the first three you think of this morning to give me something to think about, just to discuss, not to go between us, nobody but us?
Well, right off the bat, I would wonder whether Frank Church is worth considering, but he's got a Republican governor. I think, Mr. President, that here's a case where we're going to have to make a new name and a new figure rather than just put in somebody who's already made. Now, Arthur Bean is a possibility, but he's getting along in years pretty well. And I'm not bringing a freshness to it that you would want. I even thought overnight of whether Governor Sanders of Georgia would be a man for it, but I'm afraid on certain issues this would not be too happy with 50 or 60 African delegations up there. But he's a kind of clean-cut, intelligent fellow that we're looking for, a good speaker. George Ball is not an impossibility. They would terribly miss him here. I don't know whether you'd like to think of somebody and sort of grooming him a bit by putting him up there. I think you'd know more about that than I, and looking down the road here into the future. But that's a very good place to get a man into the public attention and get him before the country and test him and so forth. But I would say that this post is at least as important as any cabinet appointment, and we ought to approach it from that point of view.
Do you know John Gardner of Carnegie?
Yes, I know him very well.
I'm thinking of making him Celebrezze's successor. Now, I want the best man in the nation for that job, because education is just my number one thing, and I want to be remembered for more than anything else is what I do for the kids. Now, you've got a background like that. If you were president, would you appoint him, or do you think of somebody else that might be as good or better?
Well, in terms of the inner quality of the job, the thoughtfulness of the job, he'd be very good. I'm not completely sure that as a man of action, that he, in the rough and tumble with the Congress and things of that sort, that he would be ideal. But you're not going to get an ideal man. You ought to think a little of Jim Perkins, president of Cornell, who is much more of an action type fellow than Gardner. Do you know Perkins?
No.
He was vice president under Gardner for many years, and is now president of Cornell, and has acquired additional prestige from that. But you might want to think of him alongside of Gardner. I would settle for Gardner, but I would look pretty hard to see if there's someone who would be better.
He seems very imaginative, and he seems very fresh, and he seems very calm and thorough and imbued with the public interest from my association with him.
Right.
He blesses me.
That's right.
He doesn't have a thing in the world about him except he's worked on these task forces, and I would say he's really more responsible for my education program. And it is shocking, Dean. We have gone from $600 million to $3.3 billion next year.
Yeah, yeah.
500% increase. And if we get through what this fellow's recommended and what I've submitted, God knows it's going to be the biggest part of our budget except defense, which it ought to be.
Well, one great advantage of Gardner is that he thoroughly understands your program already.
Yes, but see that he's
a running start on it.
He's the daddy of it.
Yeah.
He's the architect, and nobody knows that. But
yeah.
I get the credit, but he's done the work.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think that if we had if you had alongside of him an absolutely super man on congressional relations, I don't know how the president is staffed over there.
Not super, but pretty good, Wilbur Cohen, on education and health, and he's undersecretary. And Celebrezze is the most underrated man in this cabinet. He's got less recognition. He's passed more bills of real substance and consequence and all of them put together, and he never bothers you, never comes in. But he just greases his way through those damn mean congressmen and senators, never belly aching, and he's ready to leave, and he has my undying gratitude. I have nothing for him at all, and I came in, but he has done an exceptional job, and I believe his successor, while you have to keep up and keep moderate, he's got so much running gear out there, there's not much to impress with the Congress about it. It's just getting appropriations.
Well, let me say that I have tremendous regard for John Gardner. He hasn't had much administrative experience or infighting with the Congress, and if those can be pretty well taken out of the picture, or he can be strongly backstopped on those, then you can't get a more thoughtful or more imaginative or more dedicated man to the purposes of your education program, and that will be recognized all over the country.
I know you're busy. Let me check through a few other things with you.